News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
70% of Irish professionals state the current work week doesn't suit them, according to talent solutions firm Robert Walters. Peter Cosgrove, a managing director at FutureWise. Is the conventional 40-hour week, is it falling out of favour?
I don't believe so, Shane. I think the work week has changed massively in terms of post-COVID, in terms of how we work. But the key thing is, you know, offices still need to be open for all the times we as consumers expect them to be open. Maybe the difference is people don't need to be working exactly the same way. So the difference is really the who, like where, like we still have to do the work, but like how we do it, you know, do we all need to be doing it at exactly the same time? Yeah, that can be changing if that's possible. And secondly, where we work. It doesn't really matter anymore in some jobs where we actually are when the work's done. So the how and the where has changed, but the work still needs to be done. So if pre kind of COVID you were working 40 hours a week, 9 to 5, and you were working hard to get that done, that still needs to be done. You can probably do it at certainly different times, but the work still has to be done.
Are you sceptical then about all this talk about a move to a 4-day week?
Day week, I struggle with the concept of it because I actually think it's slightly retrograde. If we're flexible, then we can work whenever we want as long as the work's done. 4 days is about trying to get all your work done in 4 days. I don't know how you don't create more burnout and stress if you're trying to squeeze everything into 4 days. And I just know historically most people end up looking at the fifth day. And it also takes into account that everybody doesn't want to work 5 days. There's lots of people out there who quite enjoy work and quite enjoy coming in. So, it kind of misses, I think, some of the key points.
Does the customer lose out in all of this in terms of service provision? I know one business that went down to a 4-day week. And to be honest, it was an absolute nuisance as a customer.
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea is meant to be that the work is still 5 days, the office is still open 5 days, people work less. The challenge I always find is the CEO always seems to work 5 days a week, even though it's a 4-day working week. So I think that's one of the challenges for me. But I think, honestly, that shouldn't be the issue. It should still be open. It's just to different people. I think where a client struggles or a consumer is they often like dealing with the same person. I think the bigger challenge is we're often using technology, which hasn't really got there yet, to do all this, which is why we end up waiting in queues or having to chat to AI chatbots, which drives most of us crazy.
Okay, so 9 to 5, the idea that that's gone, you're saying that's exaggerated. What about working from home, just lastly on this? Because I do detect a little bit of a backlash against working from home.
Well, definitely there is a bit of a backlash. And when you see companies like Zoom telling their employees to come in 3 days a week without any irony whatsoever, you realize there is a bit of a challenge. Now, part of this is still old school employers who just want to see their staff, which is nonsense. I mean, if they're doing a good job, you don't really need to see them. But there is a longer term here, which is all around these transversal skills, you know, presenting, influencing, networking, managing, all of these skills that you generally learn from other people or watching other people or bumping into people and seeing things that you would never see. And my biggest worry is that when people are at home, they speak to their manager maybe once a week, whereas when you're in the office, you might bump past them 30, 40 times a day. So there's lots of skills that can't be proven. So they're not productivity tasks. They're not things you can tick a box on. But I think a lot of companies are realizing long term, I would always say if you're junior and you want a good career, you should be going in 4 or 5 days a week, not for the employer, but for you.
Yeah, definitely. Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director at FutureWise. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.